Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about a tool that Tim and I absolutely love and use on our e-commerce websites, and it will instantly help you increase revenue. Drum roll, please. And that tool is Jilt, Abandoned Cart Software. Jilt is awesome. Absolutely love it. It has saved and converted quite a few sales for us ever since we've started implementing it on our site. We've been using Jilt probably for about a year now, and it's just a fantastic tool. There's so much things you can do with it, but I'm going to let Tim dive into the specifics of what Jilt does, and then we'll circle back, talk about it, and give you a special deal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jilt is abandoned cart recovery, as David mentioned, and to give you a little definition of what that is, I'm going to take a step back and say, if you've been doing e-commerce for a while, or even if you haven't been doing e-commerce for a while, you may have heard that people abandon their shopping carts a lot when they're on an e-commerce website. The average, I believe, is about 70% of shopping carts online get abandoned, which means they go to buy and then they get distracted, they change their mind, they're, you know, whatever, they just leave, you know, decide not to buy. There's so many different reasons that could make that happen. But the fact is, a lot, you know, it may not be quite 70%, it may be more than that on your particular website. But regardless, it happens a lot. And so there is software out there called Abandoned Cart Recovery, which can intelligently send emails to the user, reminding them of their purchase, showing them what they left in their cart, and encouraging them to come back and purchase, and potentially even giving them a discount code to incentivize them to make the purchase now. And so that's what Jilt does. So when a customer goes and starts the order process, the second they type their email in, it's captured in Jilt, and Jilt can recover that email. If they don't type anything in, then, you know, no, there's nothing you can do. No software can do it. But if they've typed in their email and they leave the checkout, leave the cart, then Jilt can send an email, and you can do you can customize. Jilt has some awesome templates that have like best practice in mind in terms of like optimize for conversion and so forth. And then you can, of course, customize and brand them to your website and everything. But yeah, it's awesome. I'm going to let David talk about a couple things as I'm going to sign into my account and actually talk about some numbers and what the dashboard looks like and anything and all that. Yeah. Anything you want to add, David?
Yeah, I would say that, what have you got to lose? I mean, if you've got an e-commerce website, you know, what I like about Jilt, some of the features that I like about them is you get, you know, X number of, free abandoned carts before you actually start getting charged for it. And then once you, you do get into the paid platform and stuff, it goes by, touch points and stuff, but one customer is a single touch point. So even if you have multiple touch points for a customer, you're only going to get charged once. It's not per transaction email. So it's very, very affordable, I've found. The value of, the amount of revenue that it does convert for you is far outweighs the cost of what Jilt actually does. And that's part of the reason why I love it and stuff. It is a very powerful tool. It does allow you to use conditional logic. They were working on a feature, I'm not sure if it's implemented yet, to where you could easily export the users of your site to add to your email list, to put in your own, funnels and stuff and sequences for emails and stuff to continue marketing to them beyond the fact, even if they didn't convert and stuff. So definitely check out Jilt, and Tim has a very special deal that we have for WP the Podcast listeners regarding Jilt.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually, it's a link in the show notes. So it's not a code. It's a link you click on. And as a WP the Podcast listener, you're going to get a discount. So it's going to be a $25 account credit when you sign up via the link. And I want to be clear, this isn't an affiliate. We're not actually getting anything from this, but we just love Jilt so much that we want to share it and we want to literally share the wealth. And so, the team at Jilt is awesome. And so they hooked up our listeners, you guys, with a $25 account credit when you sign up through the link. And so that will be in the show notes there. I pulled up our dashboard and David and I use Jilt in our own businesses for our product businesses, but then we also use it on WPGears.com for our courses. And so I pulled up some numbers and did some quick calculations. And if you look at our total revenue from the last 6 months, Jilt has recovered orders that has resulted in a total of 11.5% increase in sales. So the total revenue, 11.5% of that is because of Jilt recovering orders. That's huge. That's a huge amount. To have an additional, 11.5% in revenue because you take, 5 minutes to set up a software that starts out being free. Yeah, that's incredible. I can't wait to hear what it does for you guys using it in your business. And then another thing I want to mention about Jilt too is their customer service is phenomenal. I'm a huge fan of amazing customer support. It's the kind of thing, features and stuff like that, user interface and all of that is kind of what attracts you, but the service is what keeps you around. Having awesome customer service, and to kind of paint that picture for you, I've had Jilt customer service reach out to me to see if there's anything they can help me with, if I had any questions, if there's anything that I needed them to do. Like, you don't see that. Like, usually customer service is more reactive. You have a problem, you send a message, they react, help you, etc. But for them to be proactive, to go out of their way to see what they can do to help you be more successful on their platform, like, you don't see that a lot. Huge thumbs up to Jilt and the entire team over there. So yeah, highly recommend it.
Fantastic. Yes, we absolutely love Jilt and we'll continue to use them. And they continue to improve their product and stuff, which is super awesome. And I agree with Tim. They do have super fantastic support. All right. So tomorrow we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast, a quick tip that will help you close more deals. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.